This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And in the US, the Center for American Progress and an intersex advocacy organization, Interact, have released a study saying that 69% of the respondents who are intersex said they were subjected to discrimination in the past year, as opposed to 35% of non-intersex members of the LGBT community who were also in the study.
Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me that they face increase.
Yeah, shocking but not surprising. Yeah, yeah.
But maybe the height of some of the numbers in the statistics, I mean, they shock me. So like 51% said they change mannerisms. 61% said that they avoid the doctors.
They avoid doctors.
So they would be discriminated or by the doctors.
Yeah, or they had fear of that. 57% said they avoid public places to prevent prejudicial bias. So
I wonder if there's a difference too between city and country. Like if in city areas or where the broader LGBTIQ community is visible, whether that's a bit easier. But you know, if you're doing a national survey, then you know, in rural settings, I would imagine that's quite challenging.
They did point though to some, you know, changes that are happening in the US. So in 2020, the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago became the first US hospital to apologize for non-consensual intersex surgeries. So those ones are, you know, happening online, like the ones that were the parents.
So they actually went and apologised.
Did a full apology. And some hospitals in Boston and New York City have started to bar those type of surgeries, so they just won't perform them.
Mm. And I think that sort of then sets a standard, sets a precedent for others. So perhaps it's just one step in a very long process for greater acceptance and understanding of the intersex, the I in the LGBTIQ community. Stefan, you've been keeping an eye on Afghanistan?
I have, and last week I think we brought you the story of Amin through the movie Flea, with the interview of Jonas Pohor Rasmussen, the director, and that's the movie that's the first
opening night
of MQFF in a couple of weeks. The first group of 29 LGBTQ plus Afghans have arrived in the UK, so they've been able to seek asylum and be welcomed in the UK, and that's a result really of Stonewall and Rainbow Railroad's work and with the Foreign Secretary there. So, I mean, I think the UK has received more than 1,300 people since this operation pitting in late August when the troop left.
The coalition force left
Afghanistan.
The UK really, and it surprised me a bit that they've been one of the leaders in this. I would have thought other countries would have first, but full credit to them.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. And so there were some activists that arrived, some students that talked about the regime at the time, and there's 29 LGBTIQ people. So 29 doesn't sound like a lot.
It doesn't.
But it's hopefully the beginning. I mean, I can't bear to think of what's going to happen there if we don't help out.
Well, it wasn't easy in Afghanistan to be an LGBTIQ person before the coalition troops were there. So with that, you know, kind of safety net with the green zones and things taken away, it would be a very, very risky environment.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Also, with like Stonewall being one of the organisations that are like helping integrate them into the community, you know, it'll be really good for them to have like ties to the UK queer community from the time they arrive.
Absolutely.
It's a great story.
And you mentioned Rainbow Railroad there, which is a Canadian-based group. And in fact, we heard about them when the Chechen purge was going on, and they were, you know, working literally underground to try and get LGBT people out of Chechnya. We are getting an interview with them, and we're going to bring that to you next week here on Worldwide Wave. So but stay tuned for that
And sadly, I think the Chechen purge is still going on.
Yes, very much so. Across to Senegal in Africa, where three men have been imprisoned for gay bashing. So they were three young men who attacked two people who that they suspected were homosexual, and they have been sentenced to prison, and the country's homophobes, let's say, they're not happy about it. So it was in a northern Senegalese town. The three young people, they're all from the same neighbourhood. They assumed their sexual orientation. They assumed that they were gay. And they were targeted firstly with jeers and insults before they were physically attacked. This is they were sentenced, because one of the attackers had the courage to go to the police and file a complaint. And normally in these sorts of cases, that would, you know, people wouldn't actually even go into a police station because they might be victimised themselves. But they were sentenced to 1 month with a 2 month suspended sentence, which caused some protests outside the police centres, but that has been upheld. So they're staying in jail.
Mm.
So some positive news. Yeah. From Senegal.
Yeah, no, that is positive.
And lastly, Shannon.
Yeah, so I know that, you know,
85% of gay people are possessed by evil.
Yes.
Tell me more.
So I know that I often come here with some real cutting edge news, and I've got some real, you know, the hard facts. And I've got some more for us this evening. So a group that give themselves the very official name of the Spiritual Science Research Foundation.
Right.
Have claimed in a study that 85% of gay people are possessed by ghosts.
Ooh, okay.
And of those 85%, 100% are murderous. By murderous, right. They didn't really explain whether that's just murderous thoughts or whether we're all out committing heinous crimes.
Were 100% of the researchers smoking anything at the time? They are selling this as a legitimate research study.
So we're possessed by ghosts, we're more susceptible to being influenced by negative energies. They're claiming that it's these negative energies that are come out of us in displays of what they call showcases, such as pride parades and festivals.
So they emit as much as 10 kilometres of negative energy.
Around a pride parade.
Around the pride parade.
So well, I think it's 10 negative kilometres energy, of glitter
but around then, a pride parade. Yeah. And they said it subtly spreads further than just those 10. But subtly. Very subtly. Yeah, very, very subtly.
Did they interview the ghosts for this survey? Research
methods were not very clearly revealed.
Any biases in the research?
I'm not sure. Their research methods weren't really made clear to me.
Well, we will give it the
I think it's something we need to investigate
comedy
further.
That it needs. Or not. I think that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.